Good evening, everyone. Your news time now is 5 past the 5 o'clock hour. I'm Hannah Blevins, and I'll be bringing you this evening edition of the news. The son of a Marion County man, charged in a double homicide involving two relatives, says he saw his uncle smoking from where he'd been shot in the altercation on the evening of September 1st. According to the probable cause affidavit filed today, officers responded to the scene of the shooting to find the alleged assailant, 32-year-old Donald Stephen Beckwith Jr. of Yaleville, standing in the front yard of the residence along Highway 14 South in Marion County, with a juvenile sitting on the ground behind him. Deputies observed two victims under tarps on the front porch, deceased from what appeared to be gunshot wounds. The victims were identified as 59-year-old David Dwayne White, who had what appeared to be multiple gunshot wounds to his chest and extremities, and 89-year-old William Henry White, who had what appeared to be a single gunshot wound to his chest. In an interview with Beckwith's girlfriend and his son, the juvenile told officers his dad and his uncle, David White, had gotten into an argument. His uncle punched his dad, and at that point, Beckwith allegedly got up, went inside the house, and retrieved a firearm his grandfather kept in the living room. Beckwith then went to the front porch and began shooting David White. The juvenile said he was just inside the door of the residence near a piano and could see both his father and uncle during the incident. He said he saw his uncle smoking where he had been shot and also saw him raise his arms during the incident. Beckwith has been charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder. Arkansas State University officials say enrollment decreases at all 5 of its campuses this fall, including Mountain Home, indicate a robust economy full of jobs for high school graduates. The Jonesboro Sun reports the university system shows an overall decline of about 2.7% in students when comparing 11th-day enrollment figures tallied last week to the 2017 figures. Fewer than 22,800 students enrolled this year in Jonesboro, Beebe, Mountain Home, Newport, and West Memphis campuses. The headcount last year was nearly 23,400. System spokesman Jeff Hankin says the decline can be partly attributed to high school students choosing employment now and delaying higher education. The University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, Arkansas Tech University in Russellville, and Henderson State University in Arkadelphia were the only universities in the state that showed an enrollment increase for this year. With all bids now awarded, 3 months of revenue collections in hand, and groundbreaking completed, the pieces of the Baxter County Jail expansion are beginning to come together to form the picture of the completed project. Baxter County Judge Mickey Pendergrass says he has awarded the second round of bids, totaling just under $114,000. He says with the final bids having been awarded, county officials now know officially the construction portion of the project will cost $3,572,000.
Our projected budget was $4,214,057, and right now we have $245,239 as a contingency fund, extra to cover any cost overruns, change orders, etc. And so we've got $245,000 still built into that.
Halfway through the 6-month period for collection of a countywide 1 cent sales and use tax for the expansion of the Baxter County Detention Center, Treasurer Janae Mice said last month the county is on pace to hit the revised $3.56 million target, revised down from $4.2 million when the collection period was adjusted from 8 to 6 months. Judge Pendergrass says officials know when the 1 cent sales and use tax collection for the jail project expires at the end of this month. Funds will be needed from the ongoing 1/4 sales and use tax collection beginning January 1st to complete the expansion.
But we have a full amount construction loan with a local bank we took bids on. We have that available to us to pay it out. Plus, it's an 11-month period for construction, so the quarter cent sales tax will start coming in before we have to finish paying the bills. But we still have the full amount on that we can draw off of to pay it off if need be before the quarter cent kicks in. But it'll be probably the first 4 to 6 months of the quarter cent will go to finish the construction cost.
As the picture forms, Judge Pendergrass says, as with any construction project, there are always unknowns, and 2 have already surfaced. He says a water main has been located of which officials were not aware, along with a grease tank from the kitchen area of the jail. Estimated costs of relocating the grease tank are at $10,000. Pendergrass says while work has started on the expansion project, it will be some time before much is visible.
Because they're not going to see a lot of anything come above the ground, but there's a lot of dirt work and a lot of underground work is, with this particular project that's got to take place, relocating of sewer lines and water lines, that they're probably not going to see any superstructure go up for 2 to 3 months, getting into the winter before they, cause it's going to be hard, but there won't be a lot of stuff to be seen from the ground and for at least November.
To view the construction, a live feed camera has been installed, showing the area where construction will take place and allowing for the public to monitor its progress. This live feed camera can be accessed from the Sheriff's Office website at BaxterCountySheriff.com/expansion. Century 21 LEMAG Realty News Time is now 10 past the 5 o'clock hour. We'll have more in your news, so stay with us. After 7 seasons in Branson performing their award-winning dinner show, Porty and Debbie bring their fabulous act to the Bull Shoals Theater of the Arts on Saturday. This duo has won the Valley Star Musical Duet Award 6 times, and when you see them, you'll know why. Get tickets for the Gordy and Debbie show on Saturday before they sell out. And don't miss Ted's Little Opry, free every Monday night at 6 p.m. Call the Bull Shoals Theater of the Arts for tickets today at 870-445-2311. 870-445-2311. Hospice of the Ozarks is holding its annual fundraiser, A Night to Remember, Celebrating the Journey, on November 3rd at the Shed in Mountain Home. Catering by Whispering Woods and entertainment by the Melodica Cats. Silent live auctions with donations still being accepted. Join us for a wonderful night of community. Tickets are on sale at hospiceoftheozarks.org and at Hospice of the Ozarks Administrative Building at 701 Burnett Drive. Contact Elaine Essery, Outreach and Development Coordinator, at 870-508-1771 for more information. Your news time now is 11 past 5. The annual Baxter County Fair is set for this evening through downtown Mountain Home. The parade starts at 5:30 at Long Chiropractic on Hospital Drive. The route then goes south on Highway 5 to Main Street, then south on Main Street to Guybury School, where the parade concludes. Parade chairperson Janie Edmonds Lewis says all entrants must be in line for judging by 5:15. No registration is required to participate in the fair parade. All participants are asked to enter the staging area from either Booker Drive or Buttercup so that Hospital Drive can stay open for emergency traffic. Anyone with questions can call Edmonds Lewis at 870-421-3714. An inmate in the Marion County Detention Center, 33-year-old Jared Kingbird of Yaleville, was treated at North Arkansas Medical Center in Harrison for injuries to his hands after he reportedly struck doors and a window in the jail nearly 95 times. According to the probable cause affidavit filed Tuesday afternoon, Kingbird was injured on the evening of August 25th after he reportedly became irate when attempts were made to move him into a different cell. He reportedly barricaded himself in a cell using a floor cot. Kingbird has been charged with a felony count of impairing operation of a vital public facility, as well as misdemeanor counts of interference with emergency communication, obstructing governmental operations, and disorderly conduct. Bond for the charges was set at $2,500. Kingbird was one of 4 inmates in the Marion County Detention Center charged with offenses related to a small fire in their cell on August 11th. The 4 were all charged with felony counts of furnishing prohibited articles, along with misdemeanor counts of obstructing government operations. Their bonds were set at $10,000. The purchase of 2 new ambulances at Baxter Regional Medical Center is expected to impact more than 10,000 lives in Baxter and Marion counties. As a part of its current community fundraising campaign for the purchase of the 2 new ambulances, staff from the local medical center and the hospital foundation spoke to the Mountain Home Rotary Club earlier this month. The new ambulances would replace 2 units with over 430,000 miles on them. The average ambulance stays in service for 5 to 7 years. But some in the fleet at BRMC have been traveling the roads of Baxter and Marion counties and beyond for more than 16 years. For $200,000, BRMC hopes to purchase 2 2019 Ford E450 ambulances that would be on the roads by December of this year. If the new ambulances perform as well as their predecessors, they will travel nearly 500,000 miles each and impact more than 10,000 lives. Hospital ambulance personnel expect the new vehicles to exceed these goals, as their hope is to continue to invest in industry-leading equipment for their ambulance fleet over the next few years. Those wishing to make a one-time tax-deductible donation to the Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation or to set up a recurring contribution can do so by visiting baxterregional.org/ambulance. For more information, contact the Hospital Foundation at 870-508-1770. The operators of a Missouri duck boat that sank in July, killing 17 people, say in a court filing that a lawsuit from Missouri's attorney general is irresponsible and littered with factual inaccuracies and innuendo. The lawsuit accuses Branson Duck Vehicles and Ripley Entertainment Incorporated of violating Missouri's consumer protection law and putting profits above safety. The suit seeks financial penalties, and it also asks a judge to ban operation of the amphibious vehicle tours, although tours ceased after the July 19th accident on Table Rock Lake near Branson. Attorneys for the companies, in a rebuttal filed on Monday, seek dismissal of Hawley's lawsuit. A spokeswoman for Attorney General Josh Hawley called the rebuttal a frivolous attempt to evade responsibility for the deaths of 17 people. Funeral arrangements for 49-year-old Dolly Jean Harlson of Summit are pending at Roller Burns Funeral Home in Yellville. Dolly Jean Harlson died yesterday. Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 16 past the 5 o'clock hour. We'll have the latest in your weather and your sports, so stay with us.